Mitzvah Shabbos Kedesh Parshas Mishalach Shabbos Shira. We are up to Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. So our Mishnah told us that the Korban Chagiga that was brought on Erev Pesach, known as Chagigas Yudalad, together with the Korban Pesach, is very different than the Korban Pesach. It is not like, it does not push away Shabbos. So if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, you will not bring it up. If the majority of the people are Tameh, you bring the Pesach, but you will not bring the Chagiga. And it's sort of optional. If you don't need the Chagiga because you don't have enough consumers of your lamb, of your Pesach, and you have plenty of meat, then you don't bring the Chagiga at all. And the only time you bring the Chagiga is that you have a shortage of meat, and you have a lot of registered people on your lamb, and if it's a weekday, and everyone is tired. And we also said that Chagiga is different than Pesach. A Pesach can only be eaten that night. The Chagiga is like any other Korban Shlamim. You can eat it for 2 days and one night. And then we said that this is a flow on from the last Mishnah. And we also said that you must say that the Chagiga of the 14th day is not obligatory. It's sort of optional. Because if it's obligatory, then why wouldn't you bring it on Shabbos? So it must be that it's optional. Or Toysa says, he understood, it means that it's not, our Mishnah holds that there's no mitzvah in the Torah during Chagiga, it's only a mitzvah de Rabbanan. In other words, if you need more meat. And what's the purpose? The point is, we want you to eat the Korban Pesach when you are full. So therefore, we bring Chagiga. So either it's rabbinical, or even from the Torah, but it's optional. Now, why is it important to eat the Korban Pesach when you're full? Is a machlekes of Rashi and Toysa. Rashi says that this, that you have to eat the Korban Pesach when you're full, is a mitzvah in the Torah. And that is because the only way to eat something, enjoy it, is if you're half full. If you are famished, whatever you eat, you'll eat because you're hungry. So you don't really enjoy the food for its sake. It's only when you are sort of not hungry anymore, and then you eat, you're eating the food because you actually enjoy the food. So the mashcha, the gdula, this is the proper way of eating. So it's not just a dinner, Korban Pesach. All kabbana should be eaten when you are partially full. So it's Mahatera. Toises learns no. The reason why you have to eat the Korban Pesach when you are full is so that you won't break the bones. You're not allowed to break bones in Korban Pesach. But if you're really hungry, you're going to suck the marrow out. So if you're full, you're not going to. In other words, it's only from the rabbis to prevent you from breaking the bones. That's why we want you to eat the Korban Pesach when you're full. Okay. Says the Gemara, now we're going to introduce, there's another authority who disagrees with our Mishnah and believes actually that Chagiga is exactly like the Korban Pesach. And that would be Ben Tema. And how do we understand Ben Tema? According to some, Ben Tema holds that it's from the Torah, that you have, it's from the Torah. Like, and according to others, it is only Midrabban. It's only Midrabban. Says the Gemara. Or it actually holds its Mahatera. But according to Ben Tema, even though he holds Mahatera, because you compare it to Korban Pesach, he holds Mahatera, but the question is whether it pushes away Shabbos or not. Is it exactly like Pesach, it pushes away Shabbos or not? Where we learn the way Tosfos understood Rashi, it does not push away Shabbos. And why doesn't it push away Shabbos? Because it's optional. You don't have to bring a Chagiga. Because if you don't need the meat, then you don't bring a Chagiga. And Tosfos holds that it's mandatory. Okay, let's do Gemara. What's this Ben Tema all about? It says the Gemara, when you eat the Korban Chagiga 2 days and one night, Masnis and Sa'al, Mishnah definitely is the lake of Ben Tema, does not agree with Ben Tema. The Tanya learn Ben Tema, says Chagiga, Boma Pesach, the Chagiga you bring together with the Pesach, Hare Yuke Pesach, is just like Korban Pesach. The Ein and Nechelis, El Elayim, Velayli, you can only eat it day and night. The Chagiga is Chamisha also, but there's two Chagigas you bring on Pesach. One is Erev Pesach, and one is the first day. The Korban you bring the first day Pesach, known as a Korban Chagiga, in addition to the other Korbanos we'll talk about later, Korban Chagiga, that Korban Chagiga is common in every single Yom Tov. The first day of Yom Tov, you bring a Korban Chagiga. However, the Chagiga you bring Erev Pesach is called Chagigas Yud Dalet, the Chagiga of the 14th day, which we just spoke about. The 15th day is called Chagigas Tezvav. She says the only day and night, the Chagiga is Chamisha also, but the Chagiga of the first day of Yom Tov, that is like a Shlamim Necheles. You can eat it Lishna Yom, like for 2 days and one night. Then it continues further, the Chagiga is Abba also, the Chagiga you set aside to be used for Erev Pesach. If you don't use it, or if he did shecht it, Yeitzeba Meshem Simcha, there's a mitzvah the first day of Yom Tov to bring another carbon called the carbon Simcha, and you can use the carbon Chagiga, any leftover meat from the first day, you can use it for. This, you can use it for the second day. Now, how can you? You can use it for Simcha. either the night of the korban, or if you didn't shecht it, we'll see later, you can you shecht it only at night, you can eat it the next day. Even though you designated it to be a chagiga, you can transfer it, or not even transfer it, you can use that meat to fulfill your mitzvah of simcha. Because the fact of the matter is, it's a korban, and you're eating meat. And that's a simcha. But if it's designated for the chagiga of the 14th day, you cannot then turn around and say, you know what, I don't need it, I'll use it for my chagiga the 15th. It's a totally different korban, and you cannot fulfill your obligation of the chagiga the 15th with something that you already designated and took upon yourself as a mitzvah. So now Gemara said, my taima tamer, why does Ben Tamer believe that the chagiga is very similar to the Pesach? Rav once taught his Sanchia, it says in Pasuk, don't shech the korban Pesach while you have chametz at home, nor v'lo yolin la'boike, don't leave it till the morning. What zevach, your korban chag of Yom Tov ha-Pesach. We're going to put a comma between the word chag and Pesach, as if there were two kabbonas there. Zevach chag ze chagiga, that's korban chagiga. Ha-Pesach kemashmoy, literally korban Pesach. It says, lo yolin, don't leave it overnight. Nobody's going to have day and night to eat it. Yibayil, we have a question, le ben tema, how far do we compare it to korban Pesach? The methodology of preparing it as well, necholetzli, it always has to be roasted. It doesn't have to be roasted. In other words, it has to resemble the Pesach completely. We only compare it to the time limit, the cap that you have to eat it, but to roast, no. It makes no difference. Toshma coming here, in the Manishtana we say, this night, everything we eat is roast. The only one who holds it, everything we eat is roast, Ben Tema. What do you mean everything? You have two kabbalas, Chagiga and Pesach. Everything eat is roast. That means that Ben Tema, who compares Chagiga to Pesach, believes the Chagiga also has to be roasted. So everything is roast. Shma mina. And here everybody asks the famous question of the Rambam. The Rambam holds the halach is not like Ben Tema. It's like the rabbis, which means the Chagiga can be cooked. And yet the Manishtana, the Rambam says, one of the questions used to be, how come a whole year you can eat things cooked, roasted, and the Pesach only roast? That's not correct. So this is something discussed by everybody. Iboiluhu. We ask a question according to Ben Tema again, furthermore. We know that the korban chagiga, the korban Pesach can only be a sheep or a goat up to 1 year old and only a male. What about the chagiga? Can it be from cattle, cows, or not? Can it be from female or not? Can it be a second year or not? Maybe it only talks about the food, how you prepare it, and what the cap is. Every other respect, no. Idimalashna makes no difference. Again, Toshma coming here. Chagiga haboma Pesach. Chagiga that comes to the Pesach, hadeke Pesach, just like the current Pesach. Boma in atzoin has to come only from sheep. Ve'ena boma in a bucket, not from cattle. Boma in atzoin comes from males. Ve'ena boma in a cave, not from females. Boma bashnosa, ve'ena boma bashneshonim, from 1 year, not 2 years old. It has to be similar in every respect. Only roasted. So the chagiga also you have to be registered. Man shamat lay the isle hasvar. Who generally holds that you compare the chagiga to Pesach? Ben Tema. Shema mina. We see from here kula milsa beinan. That in every respect it has to be the same. Shema mina. Yiboilus. Let's go a step further. Le Ben Tema. According to Ben Tema, yesh bo mishum shvilas etzim. The korban chagiga, if you break a bones, are you liable? Because it's like the korban Pesach. Maybe in this respect, it's not compared, and you're allowed to break the bones of the chagiga. Even though the actual achmanu the Pesach, and even though generally we compare it to Pesach, why should it be different? Than if every other respect it's the same as Pesach, why should it come to breaking bones be different? Because the pasuk says by Pesach, kol etzem latish bru boy, you shouldn't break a bone that says boy in it, and not what? Maybe it means Pesach, but not when it comes to chagiga. Maybe boy means something else to exclude. Because only if the korban Pesach turned out to be a qualified korban. The labor possible turned out to be the korban disqualified, and you went ahead and you ate it, or you broke some bones, you don't get an aver for that. Who also? So which one is it? There is a whole discussion in Acharonim, if you shechted the chagig and you had chametz at home, are you liable? Is it exactly like the Pesach? What time do you bring the korban chagiga? Is it the same time, after the korban tamid in the afternoon? Or does it have to be generally in the afternoon, even before the tamid, or it could be all day? When does it have to be? And we'll see a Rashi later or tomorrow, what he holds. Taking it further, Toshma coming here. Okay, let me answer your question about a knife, about breaking the bones. So they used to have two kinds of knives. They had a knife called a sakin. A sakin is an ordinary knife you use for shechting. But then you had another thing called a kofetz. A kofetz was a very large knife that sometimes is used for shechting, but primarily is used basically to break bones and to tenderize it. So therefore, it's like a cleaver. So the thing is, if a utensil becomes tummy, yeah, in order to use it, you have to put it, immerse it in the mikveh. But if you want to use it for sacrifices, you have to immerse it in the mikveh and then wait for sun to set. If you found a knife on Erev Pesach, we're going to assume it just fell right now because there's so many people, such a multitude of people there, nobody would leave it lying around. So the question is, can we assume, in all probability, it's tar, because remember, everyone brought their own knives, and therefore I can go ahead and use it. Or do we assume that, no, I have to go to mikveh, and then I can't use it today because it has to wait for the sun to set. And the same question about a cleaver. Now, a cleaver is only used for breaking bones. There's no need for a cleaver for Karban Pesach. So therefore, why would they immerse it in the mikveh? So therefore, you have to assume it's tummy. You have to be stringent. But if the chagiga, like the rabbi say, chagiga, you can break the bones, then you can also assume it's tar. You're using it to break the bones. But the question is, according to Ben Tema, does he hold that there's a need for a kofetz for this cleaver or not? In other words, the chagiga, can you break the bones? Then we'll assume that it's tar. But if you cannot break the bones, then why would you immerse it? And if you want to use it for something, you have to immerse it in the mikveh. So the Gemara goes, man, who is this? Ilema Rabbanan, Toshma, come in this, sack in a knife. Shenim Tzaz Baba Osi, he found it, Erev Pesach. Sheikh Bamayad, you can rest assured that this was immersed in the mikveh and you can use it. Bishloisha Osir, if you found it on the day before Erev Pesach, the 13th day of Nisan, you don't know if it's tar. Maybe the guy didn't immerse it yet. He thinks he has plenty of time. Sheinu Amatl, you have to repeat the exercise. Even if it was immersed once, you got to do it again because you don't know. What about a kaifetz, these large knives? Bainbaza, the tenderizer. Bainbaza. Whether you found it on the 13th day, even if you found it on the 14th day, you cannot assume that it was immersed in the mikveh. Sheinu Amatl, because since there's no need for it, probably wasn't put in the mikveh. Amani, who says there is no need for cleaving now to break bones of a chagiga? Ilam Rabbanan, Maisha Sakin Madbil. The Rabbanan doesn't make sense. Why a knife? The Madbil, we assume that it was somebody immersed it already, the Chazil Pesach, because you need it for your carbon Pesach. Kaif is Nami. Kaif is also you need it. The Chazil Chagiga. When you can eat the chagiga, you want to break the bones as well. In fact, it's a mitzvah to eat, because it's a mitzvah to eat all the meat of a carbon, including the marrow. So you need the cleaver to break the bones to eat it. So why don't we assume that it was tired? Elalav Ben Taimi must be the author of his Ben Taimi, who believes that a karma chigig, also you cannot break the bone, so there's no need for the cleaver, so you cannot assume it's tar. Clear answer to your question. Ushmamina Yezba Mashushri, that sense a proof for me that there is a law of breaking the bones, and there's a prohibition of breaking the bones by a chagiga. Says the Gemara, no proof. Could be as the rabbis, we're talking about a situation where there's no need for the cleaver because it's not bringing any chagiga that particular year. Nobody's bringing a chagiga. Why? If it happened on Shabbos, we learned before that on Shabbos you don't bring a karma chagiga. If you don't bring a karma chagiga, there's no need for a cleaver because you can't break the bones. Only the karma pesach you're eating, and karma pesach you're not allowed to break the bones. So Zimor, it can't be that pshat here. Why not? Because the brisa continues. What Militani say for the brisa continues where it says chol arba also leave a Shabbos. What happens erev pesach Shabbos? Then sheich b'miyad, you can use the knife straight away again because surely it's tar. And the 15th day you can check straight away, you can assume that it's all done correctly. Okay, now, if the Brisa at the end is talking about Pesach falling out on a Sunday and Erev Pesach on Shabbos, that means the first part of the Brisa is talking about during the week. And it says clearly that we do not believe that the Kofetz has been immersed because there's no need for it, because the Chagiga, you cannot break the bones. So obviously, it must be Ben Taimon of the rabbis. Then the Braise continues, Nim Tzaz, Koifetz Kshul HaSakin, if he found that this long knife was attached to the short knife, Harei HaSakin, you assume then they were both immersed together. Miklabot Klifumir, the Reisha Labbe Shabbos, HaSakin HaSakin HaShabbos. That's mostly right. I'll give you another scenario. We're talking about according to the rabbis. But nevertheless, they're talking about a situation where there is no Chagiga, and therefore there's no need for the cleaver, and that's why we'll assume it is Tamei. What situation is that? We're talking about that you have plenty of meat in your sheep, and therefore there's no need for the chagiga. And therefore there's no need for the chagiga, and that's why there's no need for the cleaver. Says the Gemara Menayada, how in the world How in the world do you know? So you're saying could be that the owner of the of this cleaver were being machmer. We're saying could be the owner of the cleaver had no use to be toivel this cleaver because he had no need for the chagiga, even though you're allowed to break bones according to the rab. You're allowed to break bones according to everybody. Well, according to Rabban, you're allowed to break bones. But there's no need for the cleaver. Why is there no need for the cleaver? Because the person, the owner of the cleaver, realized that he doesn't need it because he has plenty of meat in the sheep. And therefore, when you find it, you have to worry that it wasn't immersed. Says the Gemara, "Mino yada, how do you know?" Because since the way it works is, as the Meiri explains, there was a shortage of lambs because it has to be only male, under a year old, and flawless. There was a shortage of it. So the people would come to Beis HaMikdash to walk around. Oh, you have some room for another person to nominate? So till the very last minute, you had no idea how many guests you're going to have who are going to register on your particular lab. So how in the world do you know on the 13th day, oh, I don't need a chagiga? How do you know that? So surely everybody would have taken a precaution and prepared all of their tools of trade, including this kaifitz, including this cleaver, to make sure that in case they need it, it's available. So the question goes back. So how could we assume this tummy must be that according to Torah, it's going according to Bentema, and Bentema what? Holds that you're not allowed to break bones. It says, well, how do you know of Ella? I'm going to ask another answer. Shabbat Batumah. Talking about a case where you didn't immerse, you know, that maybe you're allowed to break bones, but over here there's no chagiga because it's tummy. I mean, the law is, by Pesach, we suspend the laws of tumah, but not as far as chagiga is concerned. It says, but on the 13th day, so you know, on the 13th day, how did you know? How did you know that you become tameh, that you decided not to immerse the cleaver in the mikveh? So when answered the Miss Nasi, the Nasi died. If the Nasi dies, the law is that everybody has to attend the funeral, so everybody will become tameh, and that's why it didn't bother immersing the cleaver. So the obvious question is, first of all, the Mesh Nasi, and when did the Nasi die? Elaim with the Mesh Bishleisha, so if he died on the 13th day, which means everybody is tameh, so why would you have immersed the knife? Just like your tummy, what's the point of immersing the knife? The second one will lead the midplay. Why would you immerse the knife? Elam the Miz, by boss, talking about the Nasi died on the 14th day. So on the 13th day, you didn't know the Nasi will die, so you went ahead and you immersed the knife. So why wouldn't you have immersed the kaifitz as well if you're allowed to break the bones? You see, when a maishna sack in the matbel, why did you prepare and table the knife? Well, maishna kaifitz alay matbel. If you're telling me you're allowed to break the bones according to everybody, then why didn't he immerse the cleaver as well? You know what we're talking about here? Loi not. See, we're talking about a case, the Nasi goises b'shloishos. The Nasi is on the death throes when on the day before Erev Pesach, and he didn't die then. He died a day later. So when it comes, as far as the knife is concerned, he will prepare himself and toivel it, but as far as the kaifitz, he wouldn't bother. Now, why should it be different? He explains. Sakin, the chatzveika, sakin, there's only one suffix. If he dies, we're all tummy, it doesn't matter. We don't need it to be tar. If he doesn't die, I need to be tar. I might as well go ahead and table it. Oh, but kaif is the treisveker. Kaif is the two dots. First of all, will the Nasi live or die? If he dies, we don't need it. And even the Nasi lives. So everyone is tar. We'll bring a karma chagiga. Who said I need a karma chagiga? Maybe I won't have any guests nominating. I'll have plenty of meat on my karma pesach, and I won't need a chagiga. So there are two dots. So people are not in a rush to go ahead and immerse it. They might, but they won't table it. Okay. So that's opinion of Bentema. Bentema holds that Mahatoyre Chagiga has to be brought, and it's similar to Karban Pesach. And there's an argument to Rashi Tesis whether it pushes away Shabbos or not. Comes along a third opinion, Tanya Yehuda ben Dutoyi, that Yehuda ben Dutoyi, Pidish, who Vedutoyi Benoi, he and Dutoyi, his son, like boycotted. They decided to leave everybody behind. Vaholach, Vyosha, Lebedarmi, decided to move all the way south, very far from Yerushalayim. So he wouldn't have to go and make the trek to Yerushalayim. He's Potter, he's exempt from Eile Regel, and therefore he doesn't have to be in Karban Pesach. Tosis says in the Gimel of Beis that Rabbi Yehuda, who lived in the Tzivin, didn't bother attending the Beis HaMikdash and bringing a Karban Pesach because he lived in the Chutz La'aretz in the Tzivin, and therefore he's exempt. And everybody asks, who told you that Chutz La'aretz, you're exempt from Karban Pesach? And I don't remember seeing this, but the Gemara right here, Rashi says clearly, why did they go all the way to the south? So they're exempt from Eile Regel, and Rashi says, Ve'yizchai be'pesach. If you're exempt from Eile Regel, you won't be chayv in Karban Pesach. In other words, like if it's only if you're in Yerushalayim, then you have the chiv of Karban Pesach. But if you're not in Yerushalayim, then you don't have the chiv in the first place. Like a derech l'chayka. So therefore, supports Tosfos that if you're far away, you don't have to bring Karban Pesach. Anyway, they moved out, they boycotted. And Omar, he's protested. Because he held not only chagigas from the Torah, it had to be brought on Shabbos. Omar, he said, came along and said to him, why didn't you do chagigas on Shabbos? What did he tell you, Novi? It's me, honey. I'll be amazed. This is what he was saying. Dutoy, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tutoi. Amei Shmaya Tayin, such great leaders, Shechachomim Gedolim V'Dashonim Gedolim, they're unbelievable wise people, and they're great rabbis and everything else. And nevertheless, they never reprimanded Eden and told them, Chagiga Deicha the Shabbos. So I'm protesting. Omer Rav, my time with the Ben Dutoy, what's the basis for his logic? The Chassid says, V'zavachta Pesel Hashem Lekecha, you should go ahead and slaughter a Pesach to Hashem, Tzoyinu Bokar, sheep and cattle. Now, we know that you cannot bring a corn Pesach from Bokar cattle. What's he saying in Pesach? V'le in Pesach, and Akvasim from sheep and eating goats. El Tzoyin Ze Pesach, Tzoyin is carbon Pesach, but Bokar Zu Chagiga. He's talking about Chagiga and Pesach, and he recalls them both a Pesach to tell you that the laws of Pesach and Chagiga are identical, and they both is mandatory. It's not like we learned before, it's optional. So in other words, even if you hold that Ben Tema holds his Mahat Torah, it doesn't push away Shabbos because it's optional. You don't have to bring it. He says, no, it's mandatory. You have to bring a Chagiga regardless, and therefore it pushes away Shabbos. You should slaughter Pesach. We're going to go now and explain the opinion of those boycotters. Aye, what about this pasuk? Elukra, this particular pasuk where it refers to Karn Pesach and says it comes from cattle, it doesn't mean Karn Pesach comes from cattle. But here's the basis that we learned out. Remember, we learned that a Karn Pesach, let's say, can turn into a shlamim. If you missed the first day of Pesach, you bring it as a shlamim. If you, let's say, set aside $100 to buy an animal, a sheep, by the time you went to buy a sheep, the price is devalued, it's now 50. You have 50 excess dollars, but it's already set aside for Karn Pesach. You take that money and you buy a shlamim. How do you know? Because it says here the Pesach min atzoyim min abokar, that sometimes Pesach you can use bokar when you turn into a shlamim. Look at Rav Nachman, also the Dom Rav Nachman, Rav Ravu, Minayin lemoisa Pesach hainu l'tor Pesach shekar shlamim, you bring it as a shlamim. Shnevar says, v'zavachta Pesach l'ashem l'kecha atzoyim abokar. You bring, you shech the Pesach today, v'sh atzoyim abokar, chi Pesach min abokar bar, for the bokar, v'alein Pesach bar, min akvasim, from the sheep, minis and the goats. El lemoisa ha Pesach yehei l'dover abom min atzoyim abokar, the leftover Pesach, you bring it for something, sheep and cattle. Rabbanan. Okay, so now the last question, Rabbanan, my time of Dochi Shabbat is according to the Rabbanan that say that the Karban Chagig is different than the Karban Pesach, you have 2 days and so on, but why doesn't it push away Shabbos? Havadai Karban Tzibur, it's a communal Karban. What makes it a communal Karban, even though every individual brings it? Because we all do it at the same time. So the Chagig is considered Karban Tzibur, and so is the Karban Pesach, because we all do it at the same time, and therefore it's sort of in between a Tzibur, real Tzibur, which is like a Karban Tamid, or an individual. In fact, there's a whole debate. When we daven Shemone Esrei in the minyan, what's the minyan? Is the minyan Chazaras HaShatz, or the minyan is when we all daven together? There's one opinion that says, when we daven the quiet Shemone Esrei, we're all individuals. How can that be a minyan? The minyan is only when there's Chazaras HaShatz and the Chazan saying it loud, and we all combine and we answer, Amen, that's the minyan. But when we daven Shemone Esrei, it's as an individual. And others say, no, that because we're davening together with 10 people, that makes it a tzibur. And this is exactly what Karban Pesach and Karban Chagiga is. It's sort of in between. Everyone brings their own carbon, but we do it all at the same time. So l'chayit, if we do it, since we consider carbon even in that respect, why don't the Rabbanan agree that you push away Shabbos? Amar Abloy Mishum Yudim Safra Amar Akroah, so the Pasuk, v'chagoysim oisoy, chag v'shem asukas, it says. On Sukkot, you can bring the carbon for 8 days, because Shmini Atzeres, you still have a chance to bring it. If you didn't bring the Chagiga the first day, you can bring it for the next a total of 8 days. And yet the Pasuk says you should celebrate this carbon, Chag Lashem, Shiva Siyam is 7 days. What do you mean 7 days? 8 days. B'shan of the year, Shiva Shmoinah was 8. El Mekan from here we learn out, L'chagiga, She'ein Adoich of the Shabbos. From here we learn out, L'chagiga, it's never 8 days. You always have a Shabbos in there. And the Shabbos, you don't bring a Chagiga. Clear that what? That Chagiga does not push away Shabbos. Even though it's talking about the Chagiga of the 15th day, but we're talking about Chagiga the 14th, all Chagigas are similar to each other. And therefore the Chagiga the 14th day does not push away Shabbos. This applies to Ben Tema as well. Tosfos disagrees, he holds that according to Ben Tema it does push away Shabbos, and we're talking here actually about the Chagiga of the 15th day. And the 15th day does not push away Shabbos because of the Pasuk. So the Gemara, and according to Rabbi Ben Tema it doesn't push away Shabbos even though it's Mahat Torah. Also he says, and Rashi holds it doesn't push away Shabbos, why not? Because of the same pasuk that what Chag Shivas Yamim, clearly the Chagiga does not push away, and all Chagigas are similar. Says the Gemara, also Ravin, Ravin came along. He says, I don't understand the Gemara's proof. I said to them, Pa'amim, she had to mitzvah l'shisha. How can you learn from this pasuk that it says 7 days is the proof? That's always 7 days, never Shabbos. Sometimes it's 6 days, so why doesn't the pasuk say 6 days? What happens if first day sukkah is on a Shabbos? So Shmir said, it's a Shabbos. Well, you have a 6 days. So how can you learn from this pasuk that the Torah is trying to limit how many days? If so, the Torah should have said 6 days. If the first day sukkah falls out on Shabbos, Omar Abaye says, and he was, made a very disparaging comment, Avin Tichla, he said to him, the father of the one who lost, who had to bury all of his children, Leima Ki Hamilza, should ask such a silly question. Shmeina Lemishkach Laklal, it's impossible ever to bring Chagiga 8 days a row because one day definitely is Shabbos. Abashiva Isa Barav Shalom, the majority of the years is 7 days. It's very seldom that the first day Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. So therefore, the Teder, it talks ala roi for daba in the majority of cases. Okay, now starts a new Gemara, and we'll maybe continue tomorrow when everybody's back. Okay?